This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Six.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
I'm one of the greatest broadcasters on planet Earth.
And I know that's hearsay here. It's
not hearsay, it's not heresy. Hearsay.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi. Hello, everyone. Good evening. And welcome to ENN. I'd like to start off today by saying good evening to Michael.
We're working on 2 Chainz.
Thank you. And I'd like to say good evening to Don.
Never took mushrooms.
And if I can we say good evening to Chris Carlin, perhaps?
What do you have on your show?
Sports.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well,
is he still with us, or he decided to leave?
Chris?
I got Nick Saban's grub right up in his mug.
Right in his grub mug.
So, the NFL has laid down the gauntlet, if you will. Could you say that? Well, I said it.
You can say what you want. It's your segment.
Laid down the hammer? They've laid something down. They added additional COVID-19 vaccination incentive, to say the least. They have threatened forfeits and loss of game checks if an outbreak among unvaccinated players causes an unresolved disruption in the regular season schedule. He informed teams earlier today in a memo. The league has been encouraging vaccination, not requiring it. So, now, supposedly, more than 75% of players are at least partially vaccinated, and more than half of the league's teams are above 80%. I heard Washington's below 50. But unvaccinated players are going to be subject to severe protocols during training camp and during the regular season, including daily testing, mask wearing, and travel restriction. Thursday's memo made clear that unvaccinated players, in theory, could be responsible for the loss of games and paychecks as well, including paychecks of the opponents if the game gets canceled. So this is, of course, being met with a lot of concern and conversation, including by Arizona Cardinals stud DeAndre Hopkins, who deleted a tweet earlier today, shortly after posting it, saying that he would question his future in the NFL if it meant not getting the COVID-19 vaccine. But now he has deleted the tweet. The original tweet was, "Never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I don't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Freedom? Question mark."
But I mean, again, you have the freedom not to get the vaccine, as you should have. But there are some risks that you're taking. And forget about health risks. There are risks, money risk and things like that, and your team's risk. But nobody's saying you can't. I mean, if it was draconian, it would be, if you don't take this vaccine, you can't play in the NFL. They're not doing that. So why would you question it? So if you really firmly believe you shouldn't get the vaccine, which is your right, then don't get it and put your team at risk. And let's see how they react. I mean, that's what the NFL's done. That is kind of like on the genius side. They're going to have players put pressure on players. Coaches and ownership won't have to say a word. But you shouldn't question whether or not you should play. Don't get the vaccine. Play. You still get paid. And if something happens, well, there'll be a week that maybe you don't get paid. And that would be catastrophic if they had a forfeit. But still, you'd get 16 weeks of pay. Why would you question playing for the NFL?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What are you questioning? That it should be okay that you're unvaccinated? So what should the NFL do? Just have you guys, play with guys sick, or have what happened with the Denver Broncos last year and have like half your starters out and no quarterback? Like, how does he want to move forward? Or is it just, hey, well, I don't think anybody's going to get that sick. So that'll probably be his answer, right? Hey, we're all professional athletes. We'll get tested. We'll get sick. So what? We're going to be fine. Nobody's going to die. Just keep playing.
See, but Don, that's the perfect thing. If that's the case, then there's no worries. These rules don't matter. They're not going to be any forfeited game. You just have to deal with some heat from your teammates, if there is.
Yeah, but the thing is, they may test COVID positive and not get incredibly sick. But if they go into protocol and the game gets canceled, then it's problems.
But he understands because he went through it last year. If you test positive, you're not playing. All right? So you're obviously okay with that policy. You get that. So but how are you supposed to move forward? Don't you understand why it's important that the majority get vaccinated? And if you don't think it's important to get vaccinated, how are we supposed to try to move forward? Do you want to go through what we went through last year?
Jalen Ramsey tweeted, "I know two people right now got the vaccine but are COVID positive. I'm just saying, I wouldn't look at a teammate as bad if he don't get the vax. No pressure.
Why don't you start learning?
DeAndre
Nowhere
that
does
posted,
it say you're guaranteed not to get it, but the numbers tell you you're pretty close to guaranteed of not getting in the hospital or dying.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
DeAndre then posted, "At Jalen Ramsey, my girlfriend, brother in the military, got the vaccine and had heart problems right after. When you stand for something, they hate you."
But what are you standing?
Don't. It's not.
There's
worth
no.
It. It's not worth. There's no upside for you. Don't even do it.
Yeah, there are people who already agree, and they don't need to hear it. And then there are the people whose minds you're never going to change. So, well, I guess I'm now seeing this a lot of places, including Bleacher Report is reporting.
This is awful.
That Jets assistant Greg Knapp has passed away. I do not see that confirmed by ESPN yet, but Bleacher Report.
Daily News has it. Bleacher Report has it.
Okay, Daily News as well. Yeah. 58 years old. He was hit by a motorist while riding a bike near his home. So he was brought on to help with the passing game. He was a big fan of Zach Wilson, but I guess they will never get to work together. Really, really sad.
That's just, it's heartbreaking. I mean, forget about the football aspect. He's leaving behind a family. He's 58 years old. It's just
58 years old.
It's just dreadful.
Awful. So rest in peace to Greg Knapp.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Olympics are starting off on Friday. That's tomorrow, guys.
Right.
I couldn't care less.
Don?
Well, zero. I'll watch zero coverage. Who are you taking out? Everybody. And again, I wish nothing but the best for all the athletes. I hope everybody wins a gold medal.
And what about, you know, colleagues and friends who are broadcasting?
I hope they don't stumble and do a great job.
And the check doesn't bounce.
Right.
But will
Have
you
fun.
Be checked
Have
in?
At. I am not going to sit here and tell anybody not to watch. I hope they break the record for the. I hope everyone on the planet watches it, but Michael and I.
Well, that's thoughtful of you.
Now I might have to, like, it might be on in the house. You know, Jody might like some things in the Olympics. The kids might get locked into some things, but Daddy's not going to like it.
Yeah, Nancy likes the opening ceremonies.
Yeah, the opening ceremonies are not going to be that great with no one sitting there.
Andrew, it's just so spooky. They were walking through it today. I was watching on the news that GMA in the afternoon vehicle on our network. And it's a ghost town. There's nobody. It's so weird. Like on the day before the Olympics, it would be a madhouse. There's nobody there. Nobody wants
Tokyo,
it there.
Tokyo currently has 2,000 COVID cases a day. They hit another six-month high in COVID cases a day before the Olympics are set to start. Today, 1,979 new cases are the highest since January 15th. And by the way, on top of that, as if things aren't ominous enough, a black bear made it into one of the stadiums that the Tokyo Games are being held in on Wednesday.
What, like cold cut meat? Or an actual black bear?
I'm talking about an Asian black bear.
Oh, okay.
Who made it?
Black bear cold cuts.
He made it into Fukushima Azuma Baseball Stadium hours before the women's softball opener took place. So, by the way, I'll just tell you the guys the truth. I did not know that these, like, softball and soccer games were already being played. I did not realize. I thought it was a tune-up still. I didn't realize that when the U.S. lost the other day, 2-0 to Norway. Or no, who did those do, Andrew?
3-0 to Sweden.
3-0 to Sweden, I should say. I confused that with their loss in 2008. 3-0 to Sweden. I didn't realize that was already the beginning of the knockout round.
And you're burying the lead there. The bear tested negative for COVID.
Oh! You know, it's so funny. Speaking of that very late night TV joke that you just made.
Yes.
While antiquing in Texas, I stumbled on a 15-DVD Tonight Show with Johnny Carson box set.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, bought it. 15 DVDs, four full episodes on every DVD. So it's like 60 episodes of Carson. It's a joy. And it comes in a cool box that I have sitting up on my little thing next to my TV. Fantastic. It's so funny, though, when you watch late-night TV from a different era, you realize how many of the things talked about do not transcend time.
I'm curious, Peter.
Go ahead.
You're of an age. You're 40, right?
41. I'll be 42 tomorrow, sadly.
Did you really consume Carson the way that Don and I did?
No.
I mean, did you know of Carson?
Oh, well, I mean, he was a part of the world, and I remember, you know, the set, and I remember what the oldest version of him looked like, and
right.
I remember seeing, you know, moments of it, but I didn't sit there and watch episodes. He retired in, what, 89 or something? I was 10.
Yeah, I was in awe of him.
I read his book, and I'm pretty...
What a career.
Pretty fascinated by him. I mean, he sounded pretty miserable, like everybody else in the world, sadly, but I'm super into him. I mean, to me, he's the last true titan in space. You know, after that, there. I mean, Letterman is an absolute legend. But in terms of, like, the true classic late-night host, I don't think there'll ever be a Carson again, even though there are other ones that I think are great. And now, late-night TV doesn't even mean anything in the same way. I mean, people were actually tuned in to Carson every night.
And I don't think that this is a popular opinion, but you cannot diminish Jay Leno either.
I can.
Well, no, you can't. Leno and Letterman were really the people that took the handoff from Carson, and then it's kind of splintered since then.
But Leno was such a gigantic drop-off stylistically for me from Carson. It was like, he's talented. And I liked him. I enjoyed watching him. I'm not saying he's not talented. I think Leno was good, and I enjoyed him. But, man, it's just such a different vibe. It's just so much cornier. I mean, and don't get me wrong, Carson made jokes that were intentionally corny, but don't you think there was just a certain level of je ne sais quoi, a class to Carson that was just different?
Yes, because I actually used to root for Carson's stuff to bomb because that's when he was the funniest. He was phenomenal when they bombed. Because he would make fun of it. He was the best. The best.
One of the episodes has Biff from Back to the Future, Tom Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's his name, right? Or am I confusing with the hockey player? Or are they both named Tom Wilson? Either way.
I'll look it up.
He performed. This is when Back to the Future 2 was coming out. And he comes out and he does a comedy routine while playing a tuba. It's one of the weirdest things I've ever seen.
Did Johnny call him over to the couch?
He didn't call him over to the couch. I guess he went directly to the couch the second he took the tuba off.
Gotcha.
It was almost like it was built in. Like, you're going to do 5 minutes of your tuba bit, and then you'll go sit with Carson. Yeah. But my God, it was weird.
Yeah, Tom Wilson, his name was, yes.
Fantastic player as well. There's also, guys, how crazy is this? a 1981 episode on here with guests Jerry Seinfeld and Betty White. 1981.
Yeah. And, you know, Jerry talks about it in his book. I mean, if you were a comedian back in the 70s and early 80s, if you didn't get on Carson, you weren't going to be able to gain any kind of traction. Like, you had to get on Carson. And then if you got him to sit down, because if Carson liked you and thought you were funny, you'd sit down. Now you made it. So that was the rite of passage. You had to do that if you were going to become a big-time comedian.
And you know what's amazing about what you just said, Peter, if you do the math? So Betty White was on. It was 1989.
Yeah, she was 26.
She was 60 then.
Right.
In 1989.
81.
81. So I think she's 99 now.
That's wild.
Isn't that crazy? And you probably said when she came out on the set, well, that's an older woman.
Right.
And she's still around 40
years. A whole other lifetime later, she's still around doing appearances like that. Yeah, no, Harry Carson and Jim McMahon did a hell of a show. I'll say that. Kadarius. I'm sorry?
It's not like you said Harry Carson.
No, I did. It was a bad football joke. Hey, give me a rim shot there. Thank you.
You're right. Nobody handled it like Carson.
Giants wideout Kadarius Toney is on the COVID-19 reserve list today as the result, reportedly, of a positive test.
Now, if you want to look at the positive of that, no pun intended, getting it out of the way now, as long as he's okay, you don't have to worry about it.
What was it, 10-day quarantine?
Yeah, if you didn't have a vaccine. I don't know if he's been vaccinated, so.
Michael, did you see what happened yesterday with your mean Mercedes?
Yes, I did.
Your mean Mercedes, rookie on the White Sox, put up a very sad Instagram message where he seemingly retired from baseball.
He didn't seemingly. He retired from baseball.
Said it was time to walk away. First of all, I want to thank God for giving me life to the fans that without them, I was nothing, he wrote. To my family for understanding me and always supporting. I walk away from baseball for a while. God bless you. It's over. And then the next day, he posted on IG stories a phoenix rising from the ashes and announced his return to baseball. So big welcome back. That's right.
Well,
you're mean Mercedes.
I wish that Carlin had hung around because, Don, you know, Chris is very, very familiar with people retiring and coming right back.
You know what? He's the perfect person to talk to about this subject. Lastly, before we go, do we have time to hear from P.J. Tucker?
Do it.
Let's hear P.J. Tucker at the Bucks Parade.
That's what everybody, like, when I came here, they're like, yo, you got to, like, show, like, you got to be the dog. And I'm like, we got dogs. Like, they just ain't, like, we... like, I got here, like, we already got dogs. They just don't know how to be dogs, and we gonna be dogs. And our dogs is crazy. We got dogs, you hear me? Milwaukee, we dogs.
That's right up there with chips with a dip.
We might have some drops there. By the way, it's Carlin coming up next, right?
That's right.
All right. So give me 30 more seconds then.
So let's get back what we lost by talking to him.
Exactly. So Chris, I need to borrow 30 seconds from you. I promised it earlier. I got to play this from ESPN2 last night. Marshawn Lynch announcing the Seattle Kraken first pick in the expansion draft.
This the first pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with the first pick, we're going with the boy Cali, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Yup, Cali Yarncrow.
Cali Yarncrow.
You just heard it. Cali Yarncrow to the Kraken from Beast Mode himself. Thank you so much, as always. Appreciate you.
Hey, and look, Cali, if I didn't pronounce it right, tap in with me and let me know how to do it the right way, big dog.
That's fun.
That will do it for ENN on this Thursday.
NHL expansion draft on ESPN2 beat Cardinals Cubs on ESPN last night.
Really? Not what you want.
Wow.
And considering that the list was out hours before the draft.
It's not what you want.
No.
No.
637,000 to 509,000.
Wow.
Again, not great for either, but still.
But it's not what you want. Anyway, what we do want is more Chris Carlin. He's coming up in just a moment. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Talk to you tomorrow at 2.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.